You're listening to 89.1 WEMU, and this is Art and Soul. We're focusing on the visual arts in our community this week on Art and Soul, and joining us now with a brand new title, fresh from vacation, the Director of External Relations for the Ann Arbor Art Center, Omari Rush. Hi, Omari.
Howdy, Lisa. How are you doing?
Good. You just got back into town?
Yes, I was on vacation in Charleston, South Carolina, and, you know, walking around their downtown and their city, it's filled with art galleries and lots of really cool arts experiences. And more than being jealous or anything, I actually found myself being really excited and proud of what we have in our Ann Arbor IPSI community. We have lots to offer. And this Friday is a perfectly wonderful opportunity for us to show what we have.
It's a big week for art, I think, yes, is what you're trying to say.
Yes, a big week. My good friend Lisa Borgsdorf here from the University of Michigan Museum of Art. She's their manager of public programs to first, just tell us in general what's happening at UMA these days, but then also how all that's coming together with this upcoming UMA After Hours.
Welcome, Lisa.
Thank you. Thanks to Lisa Berry for having me and WEMU and Omari for inviting me. I appreciate it. Yeah, so this Friday, March 10th, is UMA After Hours, and this is an event we offer twice a year. And basically what it is a giant exhibition opening. So rather than doing each exhibition as a separate event, we invite the community to come in, listen to music, have a little food, hear from the curators of the different exhibitions. We call them curator chats. They're just informal, quick opportunities to learn about the art that's on view. So that's 7 to 10 this Friday, March 10th. I can tell you a little bit about the band.
Absolutely. Who is it?
All right. So this is Drew Schultz and the Broken Habits. A young drummer out of Detroit. This guy, I don't know how he does it. He doesn't look like he's old enough to have been playing for as long as the accolades that come after his name, but he's been the drummer with people such as the Four Tops, the Temptations.
Oh, wow.
I think he's touring with the Four Tops right now, if I'm not mistaken. So they're going to come in and give us a little sort of Detroit soul flavor, playing covers as well as originals. So they'll be playing all evening. And then sort of sprinkled throughout will be curator chats with our different curators in the different exhibitions. So the big one that we're super excited about is called Victors for the Arts, Michigan Alumni Collectors. And there's two parts to this. So you may have heard it's the University of Michigan's bicentennial.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So everybody's celebrating. It's a big giant birthday party for the whole year. And so this one will be focused around what we call figuration. It's featuring artists some people have probably heard of, named like Matisse and Andy Warhol. And then maybe some people that are lesser well known. There's this fantastic African-American artist named Micheline Thomas, whose work is just completely stunning. She was featured in the Detroit Institute of Art's 30 Americans show last year. So she is somebody not to miss.
This is art that alumni own and they've donated for this exhibition?
Correct. So it's really an unusual exhibition in that way, because normally you would have an exhibition that's organized around a theme, mm-hmm, or a selection of some one person's collection. All of these collectors are Michigan alumni, over 70 years worth of Michigan alum, who have all remained committed and interested in the arts. The other thing that's cool about it is these are works that are in private collections. You would never otherwise see them in a public exhibition, and certainly not all together, grouped together like this. So it's super cool, and it's just visually completely stunning. There's not a lot of wall text, so you can just enjoy the beauty of the works on the wall. So that's really fun. So that's, you know, a big show that's going on. That'll be up until June 11th, and then there'll be a second installment, so to speak, that opens in July that focuses on another grouping of work, same concept, but the focus is abstraction. And we have a photography show by Ernestine Rubin that focuses on work that she did at the Willow Run bomber plant.
Oh.
And she will actually be here. So she will be, along with the curator, she'll be giving these little curator chats in the gallery throughout the evening. So that's really fun for us to have one of the artists here to actually do some of the talking.
How do you get there? Do you just walk into the
yes
front door of UMA and
it's free?
It's free. I want to just say, since we're on the radio, that all of UMA's programs are free and open to the public.
Fantastic.
Admission to the museum is free always, every day. So it's a free museum. And in fact, thank you for saying that, because that we just launched a free membership program. So we have long been a free admission museum, and we are extending that to our membership program. And you can sign up at After Hours to become a member, and you immediately get a 20% discount in our store, and you're subscribed to our magazine and our newsletters and things like that. So it's a great way to be involved and to know what's happening at the Art Museum. So 7 to 10, Friday, March 10th, UMA After Hours. There's food, there's music. It's super fun.
Is it a fancy affair? Do we have to get dressed
up? You know, people come. It's Ann Arbor, right?
And it's also on campus. I mean, students are going to be in jeans and t-shirts.
Some people use it as like it's part of their date night, and they're, you know, looking fine and fresh. And other people are just, you know, they're there with their kids and just enjoying, you know, a nice time that's relaxed and casual. So it really kind of ranges, runs the gamut.
This weekend, downtown Ann Arbor is going to be filled with art in a different kind of way. It's Youth Art Month, and the Main Street Area Association and the Ann Arbor Public Schools are partnered with downtown businesses to put student art in storefronts all throughout downtown Ann Arbor. And so if you go on the Main Street Area Association's website, you can download a map and, you know, have your own youth art walk. The work is 2D, 3D. It's in windows. Go in. Fun way to stroll downtown, explore downtown, and see what young people are doing these days. Folks can do that. There are two other gallery openings that are happening. You know, the Ann Arbor Art Center has our Off the Screen exhibition opening. It's a partnership with the Ann Arbor Film Festival. We're installing three films in our second floor gallery and one in our street side aquarium gallery. They're going to be interactive. You know, we painted one of our giant walls dark gray. You'll stand over this pool of there's a light pool, and you have to stand still for a long time in order for it to ripple and do things. So it really requires us to be a little bit more patient than we normally are, and is very characteristic of the experimentation that is happening always with the Ann Arbor Film Festival. So that opens March 10, 6 to 9 p.m. We have an opening party. We invite the community similarly to come and check that out. Additionally, the final thing is just that the new Stamps Gallery off of Division in between Washington and Liberty Streets in downtown Ann Arbor, it's on the first floor of the McKinley Town Center building, is also having an opening this March 10.
Wow, it's big
yeah. Night. Yeah, it's nice to have this concentration because it brings people down and has them explore large parts of town. This one features graduate student work, part of their graduate thesis in both art and integrative design. It's like art and design, basically. So it's an exhibition featuring student work, graduate student work. It is similarly free and open to the public, and I'm sure they'll help you come down. Check out the Stamps website for more information.
So much going on, one night especially. Omari Rush, Director of External Relations for the Ann Arbor Art Center, and Lisa Borgsdorf from the University of Michigan Museum of Art. Thanks so much for joining us on Art and Soul.